for the sake of the unity of the poem, I think it's good to repeat a little bit from last time, so you have that. You have that again in your, basically in your conscious. Now I see a strange dot. Okay, it doesn't matter. So what we did is we have been looking at the functioning of the mirror. And we have seen that the first part of the poem, of the song, the various translations are relatively similar until the point where we start to speak about the master and disciple interaction, as Reverend Master Jiu puts it. We have looked at the five aspects together with the whole, the five aspects together with the center, like the diamond scepters, branches five, the five flavors, and then the translations start to differ a bit. And I would like to just go back to what happens after that diamond scepter, in which we speak about the real and the subtle. The real, within the real, which is the center, the whole, it holds the subtle. And there is the heartbeat of the universe, and within that, a song arises. This is master and disciple. And I think one shouldn't always think of master as a person who is guiding us. Yes, that certainly is the case, but master is also the heart mind of each trainee. And we feel in ourselves the interaction, or it is maybe not even an interaction. You notice something listens to your questions. And so you find there is an answer coming. So that too is the drum, your heart and mind, and the song, your questions, queries, and also the answer that's coming in your heart. And the next verse is, and I speak now first about the translation that I have offered. There we have again this real. And here it's called the source. We penetrate it. We open our hearts. We look its direction and we penetrate it. And we penetrate it also while we walk the various pathways of our lives. special teachings, your profession, your relatives, those you have interaction with, your pathways and the source. They are not separate. They echo. They arise together and they give answers to each other. They have a communication. And so we unify with the field, the whole field. And by integrating all these roads, so we walk the roads. And the specific and the universal are mixed, and they get mixed, and that is good. And so we don't fight any of that. And this mirror, this precious mirror, which is originally real, true, and subtle, it doesn't belong to a realm of illusion. That mirror doesn't belong to enlightenment either. And yet, it illuminates, it clearly shows times of cause and of effect. So worded by Bhavan Master Jiu, this source, it is all natural and superior truth. And that is not attached to either delusion or enlightenment. And it clearly and calmly shows when all conditions ripen. It clearly, calmly shows the dependent origination. When we sit, whether it is formally or informal, when we hold things lightly on our hands and let the light shine, there is a clearly and calmly cause and effect are seen. So then, it is so fine that it fits where there is no space, and so broad, so wide, borderless, it transcends all dimensions. That is what this mirror is. Now it's our work to be in harmony with it. And one hair's breadth off, and you are not in harmony with it. And as Reverend Master Jiu says, even the slightest twitch will surely break the rhythm, break the harmony. We can be very aware of that in our lives. People relate to me sometimes what they experience in their training. Sometimes, yes, it calmly, clearly shows things. And then there can be an unclarity, and we are pulled into a way of thinking, a way of feeling, and we no longer see so clearly, and it feels the harmony is not audible, experienceable. There we feel a rhythm is broken, and quite naturally, with some time, again, clarity may arise. And sometimes we have to see in the darkness. And it's not really up to us how long this takes, but we offer, as long as there is a willingness to offer and a willingness to see. This harmony, this rhythm will be found again. From here on, scripture has a slightly different turn, and it starts to speak about the place of the Soto approach within, in this case, China. And Reverend Master Jiu presents, now we have abrupt and slow, and separated do the sects become by setting up of doctrines and practices. And these become the standards that we know of religious conduct. This can be worded slightly different, and then starts also to feel slightly different. Now there are the sudden, yeah, the abrupt, and the gradual. And we know, we trainees, sometimes there is a sudden insight, and we are also aware of a gradual unfolding of understanding. And of course, these points may be at insight in true nature, which is sometimes called Kensho. But there is sudden in various degrees. And when you have been training for some years, you actually experience both. But here is pointed at the schools that teach the sudden and the gradual. And Soto being really the gradual path. But our Zen Master Dogen always warns for making these distinctions. In the end, it is one path. But teachings and practices are set up for those two entrances. And once we distinguish them and hold on to follow these, they become our standards. That isn't anything wrong. These teachings take us along, and they're like a small stream taking us. And when we penetrate them and study the various aspects of the teaching, when we study the precepts in depth, then truth flows forever on. This is a slightly more positive expression of the various paths and their possibilities. They don't limit us, although it is possible that they limit us. But generally, when we trust the path that we are taking, then we will experience this truth, which is embedded in those various teachings and practices. In our scripture, even should we penetrate these doctrines and practices, and then when delusive consciousness flows through the eternal truth, no progress shall we make. And that may be so if delusive consciousness is repeated and repeated. But nothing is ever stuck. So we may have misunderstandings, but a misunderstanding isn't stuck because truth flows on. And with faith, the right path will appear. So that is important for us to trust.